well, Joe, that must be a really good experience to come to Brechin and win 6-1.
Yeah, definitely. I think we started the game very well. First half performance was definitely up there, and I think second half, obviously, we slackened off a wee bit. I think, obviously, when you're going in, so, you know what I mean, with so many goals, you know what I mean, you can slacken and you can play into their hands a wee bit. So I think, obviously, you know what I mean, we've got the goals that we wanted, but we didn't want to concede today, and we're a bit gutted about that. But obviously, we've scored 6 goals today, so we can't be down walking into the change room.
Yeah, what did the manager say at half time? 4 goals up.
He was happy. He was just saying, keep playing, because we know what we can do. You know, and we showed that in the games we played pre-season, in the last 2 or 3 games in the cup and everything else. So we know how we can play. We know if we get the ball down, we're going to create chances. And thankfully, first half, we put some away. And he just said, keep doing it. And unfortunately, I think we were very slack in the second half. We know that ourselves. We know we didn't have the pace of the play and passing it as quick as we did first half. And you could see that. And obviously, we didn't create as much second half. But as I said, we've won 6-1 today, so we can't, you know what I mean, we can't be doom and gloom.
For anyone who wasn't here, I mean, that talk is 3 years ago. It was a fairly typical Joe Carter goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's been a while since I scored, so today it felt brilliant to get back on the goals. You know what I mean, a proper league goal. Obviously, I didn't score last season with Ross County, so I've been dying to score. And you know what I mean, every game I've played recently, I've been dying to get on the score sheet. So today it means a lot getting. Even though I've made a couple as well, but to score a goal means a lot to me, and I'm happy to be on the score sheet.
But Brechin hadn't done their homework really to give you a chance in that particular area.
Of course, yeah, you've probably seen a few of them before in your time, so yeah, hopefully they can continue the season. I can do a few more of them.
How many assists today?
Just the 2. Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'll take that all day. That's what I'm here for. You know what I mean? That's why the club signed me, because they know that's what I done when I was last year, and hopefully I can do that again this season. Hopefully, yeah, the assists and the goals can create chances and obviously get us back to where we belong.
And you tested the keeper a few times.
Yeah, I was unfortunate second half though. I took the keeper on and I think it got blocked off the line, so I was a bit gutted about that, but obviously I'm happy with their goal and hopefully I can next week and hopefully get another one then.
No doubt you sent the fans home very happy.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the fans were incredible today. As you've seen, the turnout was incredible for an away game. Unbelievable. You don't get that in many clubs, especially in Scotland. For the fans to turn out like that in an away game today was fantastic. And you've seen at the end, all happy faces going home. So it means a lot for us as players. And I think as the fans, you know, I mean, to go away 6-1, you know, I mean, compare what happened last season, you know, I mean, you can see it's definitely turning around.
Tremendous to start the opening game of season 6.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, we know we've done well in the cup games the last couple of weeks, but we know this is the main stuff now. This is the stuff what we want to get going, and we know that, you know, I mean, we've got to win week in, week out to get this club back to where they belong, and that's a good start. So hopefully, many more to come.
Please, it's Cowdenbeath next.
Yeah, we can't wait. Obviously, you know, I mean, we played so well last week, so we know what we've got to do. They're going to be coming out guns blazing. We know that they've played against us last week, and to be fair, it was start to finish last week. We played them off the park, and they're a good team. We know that, but, you know, I mean, we've got to do better than what we've done last week, and hopefully we can do the same again.
Presumably going forward, though, teams are going to be closing up the space and just make it much more
difficult.
Yeah,
of course. You know, I mean, they know the sort of players that we've got, the front four. You know, I mean, we've all got pace and we can create chances. So, obviously, every week's going to get harder and teams are going to know what they've got coming. But we've just got to keep mixing it up and hopefully we can keep doing that week in, week out. Is that okay?